Happy Sunday to you and welcome to this week's instalment of Simplistic Sundays. So as I mentioned in the audio on Friday, I'll be spending the rest of this week doing audios and meditations and some exercises around surrendering and letting go. If one thing a lot of us can find hard to do is to surrender outcomes of things, to surrender our worries up to maybe a higher energy or even our higher power or higher self, and to trust the flow of life and trust that things will work out. This can be very difficult when we really want something to happen or we feel like something is meant for us and it isn't moving as quickly, or simply when we have worries and we just aren't sure how these are actually going to turn out. So before we start the week around this, what I wanted to do was to kind of look at the teaching from Friday where I wanted you to plan something good in every day. And that's exactly what I want you to do in this very simple Sunday's installment. I want you to think or take 3 days over the course of the next 7 days ahead between now and next Sunday and think about things that are you're looking forward to this week, or actually planning something that you're looking forward to. So that could be meeting up with a friend, it could be spending time with in your partner, with your children, doing something good in work that you've wanted to do, maybe do up your CV, or it's just something that if you're looking to move jobs, maybe looking at your finances. Or it can be as simple as having a bubble bath, going for a walk. But I'd literally like you to take out, if you've a paper diary or a diary on your phone, and slot as many good things into the week that you can. Things that you're going to enjoy and things that you're going to find are going to uplift your energy. And start off with simple things. If you don't have time to meet up with people or to be around, you know, good energy like that, definitely just put in the simpler things like a bubble bath, taking a 15-minute walk, even just making sure you're doing your teachings every day. But I want it to be something that you're actually looking forward to and something that you know that you're going to enjoy. And part of the reason I want you to do this is, one, is following up on the teaching from Friday and the benefits of it and for you to see the benefit of it. And secondly, because as we move through this week of surrendering and letting go, one of the things that helps with that process is when we are in a good and balanced place in ourselves. And one of the ways, in just one, there's plenty of ways, but one of the ways in which you can do that is actually experiencing good in your life. There is good out there, there's good everywhere, but now I want you to consciously and purposely bring it in to each day if possible, or at least 3 days over this week. So don't say, as you're listening to this, oh, I'll do that later on. Think about it right now. This audio, as I've recorded, is only less than 3 minutes. Give yourself another minute after this audio to think about that and jot those down. It will not take you long. Don't put this aside and not do it like maybe some of the other teachings, or as we always say, oh, I'll do that later on, because you won't. So just try and do that now. Follow up with yourself over the course of the day to make sure you've done it, and look forward to these good things coming in. I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow as I start the week on surrendering and letting go, and I hope you have a really fabulous Sunday.